Chaos. Chaos in the Four Outdoorsman studio with the Stu Man here, Boomer, Mark Lukey. We have another guest. Mark Lukey's son, Nick, is here. He is the fisherman of the weekend. A couple of other guests, too. We got Greg Underdahl and Pete Wagner from another fishing show, if I'm correct with that.
That's correct.
And we're going to have those guys on a little later on as well. But we're going to start with the Yes Man.
It's another fishing show?
Just another fishing show.
Well, what's the name of the fishing show?
It's called Another Fishing Show.
No, you just said it's another fishing
Who's
show.
Who's on what? First, Boomer? Huh? Well, Who's on first? What's on
good
second?
Good place, Drew,
there
man.
You go. How you doing, Boom?
I'm doing good. Happy Sunday evening to the land of 10,000 lakes. You know, it's been a little bit of up and down weather, Marky. I mean, it's kind of been tough for fishing out there a little bit. One day you're planning on cloud cover and you're going to be fishing a little deeper, and then the sun shines and you're going to go a little deeper than that. But you know what? We had a great time with the family. We were up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday-ish. We were up on the upper whitefish chain with Alumacraft boats. And as you know, we've been fishing with Alumacrafts for 5+ years out here. And the last couple of years, the family's been involved with Nicole and Sophia and Cole. And we went up there and we brought the competitor 205 and Nicole's XB200.
Hang on a second. Hang on. This is really a coincidence because Pete's got the same boat. He's got a Alumacraft. What do you got? You got a 205? What do you got?
Yeah, I think that's a Lunker 16SS.
Yeah, I like that.
He's got a Alumacraft. That's all that counts. Go ahead, Boomer.
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited to have these guys on board. But, you know, the thing that we found is we snuck out and did a little fishing. And if you love to walleye fish in the upper whitefish chain, Gull Lake, and I've been at it for about the last 4 weekends up there.
Never been on.
They are definitely weed line walleyes, just like what we were doing on Devil's Lake. You know, we were fishing windblown structure right off of rocky / weedish points and had a lot of luck pitching a jig and a swim bait. Now, you have to be able to handle some waves when you're in that windblown shoreline, right? Because that's what pushing all the bait fish, all the forage, whatever those things are chomping on. But had some really good luck in the morning for walleyes up there. And then largemouth bass right now. If you like to largemouth bass, guys, this is a special time of year because you can throw Kermit the Frog
right
across that duckweed or lily pads. And that's exactly what Nicole and I were doing. And what a hoot that is when you see that explosion on the water, right, guys?
Yeah. I actually, what's today? Sunday?
By the Friday. Way, that's Greg talking.
Yes,
go ahead, Greg.
Yep. Greg from another fishing show here. I caught. Thank you. I my major in college is actually broadcasting.
His wife is laughing right now because he got some resonance. He dug down deep there. Yeah. Go ahead.
Better. Bob FM. So, yeah, no, I caught a full, it was 4 pounds, 4 ounces. I weighed the fish on an official Major League fishing scale.
Wow.
So, and it was on a little Booyah popping frog. And it was so crazy because I was just popping it like right at the edge of the lily pads, you know? And then I went to futz with my trolling motor.
Talk to the microphone, that a boy.
Yeah. And then I futzed with my trolling motor, was just leaving the frog sit. And all of a sudden, this, like a suction engulf, and it was good. And I set the hook, and it was, you know, took to the air immediately. And I was like, oh my, you know, got it in 4 pounds.
It's the best.
4 ounces.
It's the best way to catch a bass. Agreed?
It is by far the funnest thing to do. And you know, it's funny you say that, Greg, because what we found is with most of the largemouth we were catching with Kermit the Frog, it was right on the edge of the lilies. You know, it wasn't deep in that 1 feet of water. But it was really in about 3 to 4 feet, and it was right on the edge. And we had a special moment. So they were out there filming one of the edges, pulling this lady from Heath's Resort, which we stayed there. Great people. Definitely recommend this place. They've been business for over 80 years. And what a lovely place up on the upper whitefish chain, which is the first time I fished it, Strew, and they got all kinds of structure. But we're just getting ready to recap, pull the boat in, and they're swinging the boat. I go, honey, just one more cast. Now, I've done the one more cast or 5 more minutes in the duck blind more than I can count. If I got a nickel each time I said it, guys, I would be a millionaire. But I pitched that little Kermit the Frog right on the edge, just kind of skipped it a little bit. The explosion happened, got the hook set in. And, you know, the first couple I missed just because you got to let it sit for a second. You know, you see the explosion. Yeah. You got to let them engulf that rubber, get the hook in the top of their face, and then just pull it. And I brought him in, Strew, and we got it on camera, and it's going to be really cool, whatever Alumacraft does.
You know, you're talking about bass fishing and all that. Again, we're the Four Outdoorsmen, guys, and thanks for listening tonight. Lukey's over there. He's going to do some shout-outs. Talk about the shout-outs, and I'll tell my bass fishing story.
Yeah, so go to our Facebook page, The Four Outdoorsmen, and comment on our Father's Day shout-out. If you want to give a shout-out to your dad, that'd be awesome. We have one in so far.
Mark Von Bank says, Happy Father's Day, guys. So thank you for writing. But anyway, if you want to show us a picture of your fish or give a shout out to your dad, comment on our Facebook page, the post that says Father's Day for Outdoorsmen.
Well, speaking of Father's Day, with that name Vaughn, that's my dad's name, and he's been an outdoorsman his whole life. We call him a Jack Pine Savage. Thank you, Dad, for everything you've done in teaching me in the outdoors. And then segueing from bass fishing, guys, one of our sponsors has an amazing tournament going on Minnetonka on July 30th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is the first annual Blackfish Classic Tournament, all right? Now, Stu, first place, take a guess what you're going to get.
I'm guessing you're going to get a date with this young lady who just sang a couple of songs right there. She's first place.
Yes, Christine Ringald is going to go on a date with the first Ryder. Person that wins.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway,
whatever. It's Christine.
That's first place. Yeah.
Look at the homegrown show. $10,000. What do you think, guys?
I'm all about it.
Can we do it? Can we enter that?
Yeah, we can enter that bad boy. It's only $350 with 100% of the entry fees going back into payouts and the event celebration. The MC of the Blackfish Bassmaster Classic, or not Bass Classic, is Tim Lesmeister. You guys know Tim. He's a Hall of Famer.
From Outdoor News?
Yeah.
Good guy.
So what a great deal. So if you're looking for a great bass tournament to be held on Lake Minnetonka, somewhere here in the metro, just go to Google Blackfish Classic or visit blackfishclassic.com to get more info, and you could win $10,000.
Tell me the dates again, would you please?
It is going to be on July 30th.
Okay, cool. That sounds
just
like a lot of fun.
Just don't make me say any more bees in a row.
But I'll tell you what, since you're talking
about
this fish tournament, Blackfish, which is one of our great sponsors, describe what Blackfish has to offer to our listeners.
Well, you know what? They have an amazing apparel line of performance fishing gear. And I tell you what, I've worn it when we were filming with Midwest Outdoors out in Devil's Lake. It was 85 degrees, no clouds, sun shining. It had UPF protection of 30 or 50. It's got great apparel as well. And then next year, they're coming out with some rain suits that are going to be second to none.
It's really stylistic as well. Boomer was nice enough to give us a couple of shirts and whatnot. And it is really phenomenal apparel. If you haven't tried Blackfish, do it.
It's distracting just looking at him wearing a shirt.
He looks so good in it. It's amazing. It's almost like
it's comfy. Yeah, it's functional. Yeah.
And it makes you look ripped.
Well, not really.
Oh my goodness.
Doesn't Mark Lukey look like the guy from Hangover?
Yeah, he's got what's his name?
Zach Galifianakis.
Just a little bigger.
With a Blackfish
shirt. All right, we have an outdoor show.
Does he look like what he sounds on radio?
He's in the ballpark, I guess.
I have the lightest voice out of the gang. It's kind of.
And you're also the biggest at about 6'5".
That's true.
280 pounds.
That's what we call him. That's what we call him, Producer Mark. He's Producer Mark. Anyway,
is there a delay?
There is not.
There is no delay.
You got to be very careful.
Okay.
Effenheimers, be careful with the Effenheimers.
We're just getting really comfortable here. I just need to make sure that
It happens occasionally.
When we were in transition there between the Ticket Outdoors and Hunter and Angler show, and we did a podcast for a little bit, then it was kind of.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
It was free reign. Yeah. It was like cable. It was like you could say anything.
It took us a couple shows just to get our muscles back.
We're coming in from the podcast universe, so we have to sort of take a step back, and I can see the engineer with a smile on his face.
The difference between our podcast, Pete, and this show is that people are actually listening to this show.
Right. It's a huge difference. Yeah, I know. I can feel the presence too.
We're going to talk about the other fishing show. That's
another fishing show.
After the first break and talk with you guys about that, but BS, as much as you want in this conversation.
True, we got some sponsors, right?
Not yet, we don't. I'm telling a story. You keep interrupting
you
me, man. Nothing changes with Boomer.
Hey, he gets really sensitive, so interrupt him the whole
show. One of the reasons I enjoy fishing is when I was in high school, I went to Red Rock Lake up in Morris, Minnesota with my buddy Joe Bessler. And Joe Bessler was a ride. He lived and breathed the outdoors. And we went canoeing up there on Red Rock Lake. And I had old crappy gear, like I still have old crappy gear. But Joe was like Boomer. He knew of everything about fishing. He loved it. He fished hard. A lot of fun. Joe Bessler, he made his own lures and everything. And I had an old hula popper from my old man. And And I'm telling you, it was so exciting because to see that hula popper, that the mouth of that fish come open, hit it from the top and take it down. And I fought it for about, 25, 30 seconds. And it broke water, came up 3 feet. I guess it was about a 4 or 5 pound largemouth. Yeah. And I can still picture if I close my eyes right now in slow motion that bass shaking its tail. It snapped the line above the bobber, not the bobber, above the hula popper, of course. And Boomer said, not Boomer, but my buddy Joe Bessler said, hold tight. We're in a canoe now. And it's like, it's still and it's quiet. And he says, he's going to come up again. He's going to try to shake this line. And there was the line broke about 6-8 feet above the hula popper. And we waited for about maybe 8-10 seconds. And about 4 feet away from the boat, that bass came out of the water, 3 feet, and then shook his head. And the line is flipping through the air. He tried to reach it. It was closer to him. I never got the fish, but that memory will always be ingrained in my head forever. And I thought, this is kind of fun.
Absolutely. Isn't it amazing, though, that in the state, I'm getting controversial right off the bat here. It's not too controversial, but how can a fish that has a giant mouth, right, and gets acrobatic and hits these big lures, in this state, how is it like almost a trash fish, a largemouth bass?
I know what you're talking about.
It's kind of incredible, is it not?
It's starting to, they're making headway with bass fishing in Minnesota, but it really was.
Although I'm fine with it being kind of a trash fish in the state because it gets less fishing pressure. So actually, Minnesotans still consider largemouth a trash fish because I love how unpressured they are in this.
Here's a question. This is so awesome, guys, because my wife, who, you know, wishing her luck, fishes for the FLW Tour with Walmart and all that stuff. I know that I will be sleeping on the couch tonight because she'll be like, Boomer, you were just talking about walleye fishing on the whole show. But, honey, I love you. Right. I love bass fishing. Good luck on your tournament next weekend. But I will say this. You're right. Bass fishing in the state of Minnesota, and I love to do it on occasions like topwater fishing, you know, maybe throwing a spinner. But my first love is different types of species. You know, the sunfish are bedding right now. So if you get in the pencil reeds 2 to 3 feet, you should have some good luck. The crappie fishing, when they're bedding and they have that dark color, that's unbelievable. Muskies are starting to pop. I see posts on Facebook and Instagram all over the place. But what's amazing is the traction of high school fishing. When you look at that, you know, I've seen it down south when I've traveled with Nicole to go down there and support her, but the bass fishing leagues that are populating all over the state, Producer Mark, it's just been amazing, right? And you think about Mille Lacs, and that gets very controversial, right? Because I even get going when we start talking about Mille Lacs. But the smallmouth fishing on Mille Lacs is absolutely amazing. I mean, when the elites came up here a few years ago, I mean, over half of the field, 100 anglers strew, were weighing in 20-pound bags.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's a lot of fun.
That means they were averaging over 4 pounds of fish.
Yeah. I mean, this famous traditional walleye lake is now on fire with muskies and smallmouths. I mean, it really kind of evolved as a place to fish, you know?
I heard that about Green Lake as well, where the governor's opener was, is that a lot of these lakes are changing over. And I think fish, guys, and we'll talk about this, and comment on our social media about this, but fishing lakes go through cycles for championship species, right? Just like grouse, Drew. You know how grouse have that 7-year cycle?
That's they what
go
they
up
say.
And down?
Yeah.
I see that a lot when I see lakes that are hot for crappies or walleyes. They'll cycle down and another species will seem to take over. The only lake I never have seen that happen on is Devil's Lake, North Dakota, which is a great sponsor of our show because that is a world-class walleye fishery.
Segway.
Right?
Yeah. Segway.
That was nicely done.
That's a pro.
Yeah,
that's
well, you know, we've had Mark coaching us for a long time. But it's amazing
really
how those lakes just continue to go through cycles. Now, I know we're going to get to your guys' history, your background, and kind of what you pick. But we have 2 minutes. Strewman.
Yes, sir.
Were you coaching this weekend again?
I was coaching this
weekend,
yeah.
You got a moose hat on there.
Well, I tell you what, this is the Minnesota Moose. I help coach my 14-year-old granddaughter's Minnesota Moose U14 traveling team. She's a good little athlete. She's got piss and vinegar. She loves the game. She fights hard. She takes it seriously. She's a great girl. And it's, you know, it's funny. She's my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, out of 10 of the grandkids that I have.
Wow.
And I never thought this would happen. I've seen her play a number of times. But all of a sudden, I'm out there coaching now. And every time she did well defensively today, and a line drives out the left field, and my heart goes down to my stomach, you know, and you think you can't swallow. Or she came up today with bases loaded. We're down 2 runs in the 5th inning. You think, oh, my God. And it's you start sweating. But it's an awful lot of fun. So, yeah, we won 2 yesterday, lost a 3rd one yesterday, and lost the first game today, which we should have won. We were up 4-2, lost 6-4. The girls were done. And we play again tomorrow night.
All right. Now, Producer Mark.
Yes, sir.
You and the kiddo went out fishing, right?
Before the break, I have to give a shout-out to my son, Nick, who caught 12 fish this weekend. He smoked my father and I in the fish count, and I'm really proud of him.
Way to go, Nick, huh? Nick.
Nicky, but it doesn't count, Nick, if you don't bait your own hook.
Make sure you tune in to the Four Outdoorsmen after break if you're driving home, because we have another fishing show up next.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com. Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the Four Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Senkos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Moondance Jam 27 is set to rock, and we're jamming with Kid Rock, Fred Michaels, Tesla, plus Joan Jett, Kansas, Ace Frehley, Jackal, Lita Ford, and a pre-jam party with Hairball and more. Jammers, there's still time to save $20 off the gate price and reserve your camping when you order your tickets by July 16th. Call 877-MOON-JAM or visit moondancejam.com. Moondance Jam 27, July 19th through the 21st, Walker, Minnesota.
Join me, DK, broadcasting live at the American Legion on Portland Avenue south of the Crosstown in Richfield this Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Great music, great prizes to give away, and your last chance to win Lakes Jam and Moondance tickets. We're doing the whole show live. Make sure you're there for the fun and the winning with Bob FM.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientists observed Subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline, available in 3 grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, Subject A is intelligent. Maybe Subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and Subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Bob FM. Welcome back, everybody. The Four Outdoorsmen, Stu Man, Mark Lukey, producer and on-air personality. Boomer Stelmach, he's the man. He's the fishing pro, if you ask me. He's the guy. But we've got a couple of guests tonight. We've got Greg Underdahl and Pete Wagner. They have a show called the Another Fishing Show. That's all we need is another
fishing show.
So just another fishing
it's
show.
It's another fishing
and
show.
And that's the name of this show. It's Another Fishing Show. Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
For inviting us.
And for this giant sea of fishing shows in the world, we thought, what better name than Another Fishing Show, right?
When I played not senior softball, when I was playing class AA traveling on the state of Minnesota, we named our softball team Those Guys.
Similar.
Who are you playing? We're playing
similar.
Those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you playing? We're playing those. Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
All right. Well, wild card, I loved when producer Mark brought it to our attention that we were going to have you guys in studio. And, you know, Strew can get on me because, you know, I'll do a little bit of research, but most of my time is out in the field. Like, hey, what did I do this week? And I watched your first video. Then I watched your second video, and then I went to your playlist, and I just kept watching through it because you guys remember the Phenomenon series on Netflix called Stranger Things with kind of that 70s-ish feel?
Absolutely.
I can kind of feel that in your music and your logo.
You're getting it.
And so
you're getting it.
Thank you.
Boomer's all over
getting it.
It's harder,
I don't really know sometimes.
It's harder for Boomer, though, to do that because – he doesn't drink.
That's true. Right.
You give me a cocktail. I start watching
like
the videos.
We're not
I'll have a cocktail
together,
or two.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We can still get along.
That could happen if the helicopter shows up like it did in that one
episode.
We can have that arranged.
We're having trouble getting a helicopter for every shoot because we're in kind of a budget, but that one worked out nicely.
So tell us about you guys, your background, and how you guys came to this dream that's now a reality called Another Fishing Show.
Very unprofitable reality. But,
well, so me and Greg
join the club.
They say if you
want to
be a millionaire fishing, start off a billionaire. Right?
That's right. Great advice there.
We started off. We grew up in a tiny little town down by the Iowa border called Adams, Minnesota. Like in the middle of no lakes, just on the prairie, nothing to do. So us two have been hanging out since I don't know, 40 years.
I can't remember really not knowing
something
Pete.
Like that.
Yeah.
So we used to. We were just those two kids that would get up every Saturday and record the fishing shows or watch them, probably like the rest of you guys did, and spent our life fishing. And
We didn't even. The interesting thing about it's like we didn't have. We had parents that supported us fishing, but it's not like I had my dad. He took me when I was really young and. And I shouldn't even tell this. It's Father's Day, right? So I can tell this story real quick. Like one of my first fishing experiences was, or memories was, my dad took me out fishing on Albert Lee Lake, okay? Super hot. And I'm like 5 years old. And he's got his cooler, right? And you think, okay, my dad's a great dad, okay? But
disclaimer.
He opens up the cooler. There's not any water. It's all full of beer. So that was my first, I believe, fishing memory. But I don't know. So I don't know how I got it. I go off on tangents, so I apologize.
One of my first fishing memories with my dad is similar, a little more graphic, though, because when I wouldn't take the fish off the hook, he called me the little C word.
Oh, wow.
I'm about 8 years old, Dad. you little. No.
I think I would have fun fishing with your dad. I would have
thank you for not saying that.
I was like,
thank
yeah,
you.
You know how you said your heart skipped a beat when you're...
Right.
Yes.
Anyway,
I about swallowed my cough drops, too. So, all right, tell us about how you guys got started.
Yeah, so we
from Adams, Minnesota.
Yeah, so we didn't even really... we got into fishing together. Like we love catching critters, catching animals, and one summer we realized that we could catch animals in the water by fishing.
Yeah.
And then it just snowballed.
It exploded.
So we were watching In Fisherman. I mean, I love Bassmaster, I was big into that stuff. So, we've just had this passion for fishing for, a huge part of our lives. And as far as how we got the idea for Another Fishing Show, I'm a freelance videographer and editor. And so my background has been in producing fishing shows since 2000. And I've always really loved, certain kinds of reality shows that I hate even using that term anymore because it's so overused. But I like it when people get real and like genuine
You guys remind me, and not to interrupt you, but I'm going to for a second, because one of our friends of the show, and we call him a friend of all of ours personally, is Benny Spies, right? And Gun It with Benny Spies on the Sportsman's Channel. And Benny Strewman is kind of that same way, right?
He's nuts.
It's
I love
real,
him.
Right? It,
I love
it
him,
is
yep.
what it happens,
yep.
right? So I feel you guys have that tint right. where it's real what's going on the water.
As soon as you start putting it on, so to speak, I mean, I think people can sense that, especially in the fishing world. I don't know. It's everyone's been out on the boat and knows what it's like to be on a boat.
Too many fake hook sets.
Yeah. Yeah, you just see, you can watch a show and you're like, all right, I mean, there might be some information here, but this is probably getting put on more than it is any bit of reality. So, and we grew up fishing in a part of the world where we didn't have many options for walleye fishing right. or northern fishing. We were fishing bullheads and sunfish, whatever just happened to be in the ponds next door to our house.
That's what kind of drew me to the show. I grew up in southern Wisconsin, which a lot sure. like southern Minnesota isn't crystal clear, you know, walleye lakes right. galore. I grew up catching carp and bullheads in a muddy river somewhere.
That'd be hardy fish.
Sitting on the, yeah. you know, and I kind of get that feel how you guys haven't lost that feeling of catching fish is fun no matter what you're doing, no right. matter where you're going. I just love that. You had a whole episode on rough fish, which I thought was awesome and actually got me excited to take the boy down and sit on a river like I did when I was a kid and catch, you know, giant yeah. suckers.
And I think it's important, you know, I love really all I mean I love catching walleye. I don't, you know, I'm not mm-hmm. here to knock walleye. I mean, I love catching all fish, and I think especially when you're bringing a kid into fishing mm-hmm. that you I mean it doesn't matter. A bite is a bite,
yeah,
you know,
right.
whether it's from a carp, a brown bullhead, mm-hmm. it, you know, it doesn't have to be a species that is on a pedestal like a
right.
walleye, you know, it doesn't
right.
And so it could be a wonderful. We start our careers on green sunfish,
yeah.
did we not, Pete?
Like he said this last time we were out fishing. We're sitting here waiting for a dopamine rush of some sort.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Any bite gives us the same sort of rush.
It's, right. it's like a
that
shot.
Heart that beats when you're deer hunting and you see a
right.
doe, right? You still
you
get that thrill.
Slow it down.
It's not a monster buck, but
right.
you still have that thrill, right?
Exactly. So we wanted like the show idea is we wanted something to just be very genuine and real. Show the stuff that happens even before you get on the water. Pete is like one of the most accident prone people I've ever met.
I loved his trip to might have been to Everett's on the down by Red Wing when you first you're waiting
his
down
RAV4.
There somewhere.
Right.
His RAV4.
Yeah.
It was a long day.
Yeah, and you're already down there waiting. You're supposed to meet him like at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, whatever. You're down there. He hasn't left home yet from
yeah.
Rochester because the trailer lights weren't working. Then he gets down, your car starts dying. You're coasting into the resort.
Everybody can sympathize with broken trailer lights, right?
Right.
Doesn't matter
right.
what you do technology-wise.
Yeah.
Something's
yeah.
going to happen between the battery and your trailer lights no matter what. And I've driven to plenty of fishing spots without any taillights. So,
this kind of a fishing buddy, I think, you know, a lot of people have a fishing buddy like this, you know, that, you know, stuff is always going wrong. You know, the battery isn't charged or something.
Right. I'm nursing a broken rib right
yeah,
now
yeah,
from our last
He almost fell into the water the last fishing trip.
I fell into
and
the
we
chair
We got great
instead.
Video of it, multiple angles. So it's, to me, we wanted something to be as genuine as possible and relatable. And so that's kind of, I think a lot of fishermen can relate to those mishaps and the stuff happening off the water. But obviously, you know, you have to have fish.
Go ahead, Boom. Go ahead, Boom.
So you guys have made it in the sense of you've established a show, right?
Is this what it feels like to make it? I mean, a Hyundai Elantra.
We made it.
But with that being said, you guys had a dream or a vision and you did something with it. And not a lot of people do that. Let's be honest. Like you have that discussion after fish camp or deer camp, and then it kind of fizzles out with normal life. Now, as you try to make money in the hunting and fishing realm, and you know, and I've had my ups and downs, guys, we all have, you know, going through that. It's really, really hard,
right?
It is not just catching an 8-pound walleye or a 9-pound largemouth or a, you know, 42-inch pike. You have to be unique, creative, and all over the place, kind of a jack of all trades. As you guys have gone down this path using YouTube, what are some of the surprises? Like you have that background in video editing and production. You guys have the charisma. But what have you guys learned about like YouTube and how to get people and trying to make money? And
I think you asked that question about 30 seconds ago.
It's I'm glad you guys are at opposite ends.
This is getting uncomfortable.
Hey, Brendan, can you hit the beep button for a minute?
Go ahead. Well, answer the question.
The best way to put YouTube, it's a blessing and a curse, because the blessing part of it is you're your own boss. You literally have your own TV station, and you can put out anything you want to, relatively speaking. We've been, you know, cut out a little bit for the most part, but you can be as creative as...
Will they monitor it? Will they cut you off? Yeah,
they have an algorithm that detected a bikini in one of our...
we got demonetized
because... They won't allow us to advertise.
Yeah, because...
Dun, dun, dun.
Bikinis.
And you know not everybody...
I've never seen a bikini on YouTube. I don't know about you guys.
They're not watching everything that comes up on YouTube. There's something that detected that.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's an algorithm. It's a bikini algorithm, I guess, on YouTube.
Genius.
That's amazing.
It's true. You'd be out on YouTube.
I would, yeah.
Can we have an algorithm that only shows us bikinis?
Yeah. I'm sure that exists.
So, you know, and for us, it was like I said, it's just one of those things where there's so many positives and you start to feel the negatives later. The toughest part about for us, and we had talked about this earlier or during the break, is it is a lot of work. It's just the two of us. So you're talking about now you're going out for fishing. We'll fish from sun up to sundown, but now you spend a couple hours getting ready to film, and then you're fishing, and you've probably been through this too.
Yep.
You kill a lot of your fishing time, which is hard. You have to make that sacrifice. Like, we're going to give this to other people, but in the meantime, we're going to kill our ability to have the maximum amount of fun in a day.
I think there's a couple of things that are really difficult for your job, your YouTube show. Another fishing show. We're talking with Pete Wagner and Greg Underdahl, another fishing show on YouTube. Two things that are difficult. Number one, make money. Number two, stay married.
Agreed.
That's a great point.
and please subscribe to us on YouTube. That really helps. But that is so true. We actually were talking about this not long ago, too. Like, if you really want to be a successful fisherman, you really shouldn't have a wife or a house.
Don't have a house.
Or children.
And I love my wife. I don't want to get divorced, but if you really want to fish as much as possible, Pete's right. Don't have a lawn. Don't have a lawn. Oh, my goodness. Don't have a lawn.
Don't own a house.
Don't own a house. Just get a little apartment. If you're really a real fisherman, you don't need much of anything.
Or a van.
Speaking
of that, Mark might remember, and Boomer might remember, this guy we had on last year who lives in northern Minnesota, not too far north of us, and he lives in a tent or a pop-up tent, and he goes he follows the weather, and he ends up down in Mexico in October. And then he comes back in the spring and all the way down. He guides all the way from here down to Mexico.
His love life was zero. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I asked
just
that question.
Just be a hermit,
right.
A weird hermit that lives in a tent, and you can fish all you want.
You want to come back to the tent after this beer?
Yeah. I haven't showered in a while.
How many YouTube videos have you guys put out?
What are we at, 70 or something now? The thing about YouTube, so when we had this idea, we shot our first video in 2011. We still have footage that we haven't edited from 2011, like feature episode footage with that, you know, high production and all that stuff that I haven't even got around to editing, because I'm like, it's kind of like climbing a mountain, some of these shows that we've done, you know. So I love doing it, but at the same time, it's a lot of work. What was I going to say?
How do you guys pick where you go?
I'm nursing a hangover, so that's my partner, you know,
by the way, pretty standard 7 days a week. But.
Okay. How do we decide what we're going to do?
What was our last shoot? Well, I guess we just did one in Trout Country, and we were contacted by an outfitter down there, Root River Rod Company, and they gave us a float boat, which eventually broke my rib.
Yeah.
But that was nice of them. But usually, like, we did Walker, we did the Eel Pal Festival for obvious reasons.
And awesome.
Yeah,
that
I'd
kind of donates to our lifestyle quite well.
Yeah, I think, you know, we try to do videos where it's different, because you have to kind of play the YouTube game.
Yep. Yeah.
And YouTube wants you to do numbers like 2 to 3 videos a week, mm-hmm. right? There's no way we can do our feature episodes, our big episodes, on a weekly basis. So we have to supplement that, play the YouTube game by doing more videos, right? So we do more videos, lesser production. We still try to, you know, but it's way lesser production. So we're playing that game. But when we do a feature episode, you know, those bigger production episodes, we try to do something where we're encountering people. You know, I really like the idea of interacting with people, bait shop owners, and have those interact. And every fisherman knows, you know,
those are the real people of fishing, right? Like you always come away from fishing experiences remembering people that you met along the way.
That just makes it so much more interesting. And that's like my boss Ron does. It's not about catching a fish per se. It's about the experience, the people you meet, the places you go. That's what makes things interesting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because how many videos of you reeling in a bass is there out there?
It's just the same thing over and over.
That's right. And, you know, that's the thing. I think there's plenty, and it's important. People need to learn how to fish, and there needs to be those educational shows. But I think we are trying to do something a little bit different maybe in that we're kind of showing the other side of fishing.
Yeah.
A little bit less education and more just nonsense.
The culture of fishing.
Yeah. So with the nonsense, Drew, we've got about a minute. When we get back after break, Four Outdoorsman Bob Country with another fishing show. We're going to have a guest on for a charity, right, Stu?
Yep, I forget who we're talking to, but he's going to talk about Hometown Hero Outdoors. He's going to have a big fundraiser in the Stillwater, Minnesota area.
And then we can get back to another fishing show. And I want to talk about some of your guys' episodes. So stay tuned after break. Bob Country, Four Outdoorsman, another fishing show and a charity event coming up next.
Now would be the time to check on the jerky. These smokers aren't going to tend themselves. You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there is no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com. Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the Four Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, osseopowersports.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
Godfather's Exterminating is Quality Pro certified and has 30 years experience. They have technicians throughout Minnesota. And check this out, Bob Country. Godfather's can even take care of any insect problem at your lake home as well. Godfather's Exterminating guarantees all of their services for 90 days. New customer? Mention this ad and receive $20 off your first service. Give Godfather's Exterminating a call today at 1-800-317-5974. Godfather's Exterminating, the mark of excellence in pest control. Godfather's Exterminating is a member of the iTax trading community. Your iTax dollars are welcome.
Step up in quality and savings with 2018 Chevy Equinox and Stillwater Motors. Enjoy available all-wheel drive, heated seats, and 4G LTE Wi-Fi. Through June 30th, get up to $7,500 off select models. Visit stillwatermotors.com. Redunn's family-owned and operated for 96 years. Offer includes finance bonus and bonus for non-GM owners. OAC GM Financial, all rebates to dealers.
Stillwater Motors, good people to know.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline, available in three grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, Subject A is intelligent. Maybe Subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and Subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hey, we're back. Four Outdoorsmen, thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, boy, oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
I was going to bring it in. I want
okay,
to be a big
we'll,
shot.
We'll back this up. Rewind. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Happy Father's Day to all our listeners out there. We have another fishing show with us, and we're going to talk to Tony in a second about an upcoming charity event. But I want to do a couple shout-outs. Thank you for everyone that wrote to us. First one is John Klostermeyer. He says, Happy Father's Day. Has a beautiful walleye picture there. And Corey Betchold, our friend, said, crappy Father's Day. A full report to come on What's Working Now Facebook page. And before we get to our next guest, let's thank our sponsors for making this happen.
Yeah, Blackfish Gear. We love that stuff. It's kept us just cool and comfy out in the hot sun. Alumacraft Boats. We've been with them for the last 5+ years. Awesome aluminum boats, best in the market. And Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Oh, that's right. We almost forgot.
Walleye season is open 365 days a year. And Tanner and I just finished up filming out there with Midwest Outdoors TV. And the bite is on.
Yeah, you say that all the time until I come out there. Hey, fishing buddy, cooler. If you would keep your bait cool all day long. Of course, Lakes Trading Company, the best gun shop in the entire metropolitan area. Lakes Trading Company right in Forest Lake and Osseo Power Sports. Anything you want for the outside. Osseo Power Sports, right by Boomer's house, is the best shop in the Twin City area. All right, here we go. I tell you what, we've got, is Tony on? We're going to talk to Tony Thiessen, I think. I don't know his last name correctly. I apologize if I screwed that up. Hometown Hero Outdoors. Tony, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Every day's a gift, buddy. We're
welcome
all blessed.
Welcome to the show, Tony.
Hey, it's great to be on. I love you guys. I've listened for a long time, and I'm just glad I get the chance to spread the word about what we're doing here in Minnesota and Wisconsin now.
Well, since you're talking about that, why don't you give us this shout as to exactly what you got coming up here in July?
Sure. We have our annual fundraiser for our nonprofit that gets veterans and law enforcement and the active military out hunting and fishing on July 21st. From 4 to 8 p.m., we're having our big fundraiser barbecue out on the Marine on St. Croix, big Marine at the vets camp. So we'll be selling, we'll have a bunch of raffle tickets and some great food and beer and some conversation, and everything we raise goes back to getting guys and girls that have served their country, either law enforcement or military, out hunting and fishing.
I tell you what, you know, I've been out to a big Marine at that vets camp, and it is a wonderful park. It is a wonderful destination to go. How many years have you been doing this fundraiser?
This would be year number 2.
Okay. How did it go last year?
We had about, I think the number is about 120 people or so.
Good oh, that's awesome, Tony. So share with our listeners, Boomer here, how they can get in touch with you and contact you for this Hometown for Heroes. And I just friended you on Facebook.
So the quickest way is we have a public page that's just Hometown Hero Outdoors, and that's for anybody to kind of see what we're up to and talk with us as an organization. We're working on the website as we speak, but it's not up there. And if you are a veteran or active military or law enforcement, we have a private group where we post all of our trips. We have a lot of giveaways. And it's also what I like about it is it's a great place to say, hey, I'm average Joe Blow. I got an open seat in my boat today. Does anybody want to go fishing? Or if you've never gone duck hunting, it's a great way to, hey, I've never done this before. Does anybody want to show me the ropes? And I've learned a lot, and I've met a lot of cool people, and I really enjoy it, and I believe that, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that sometimes you just need the outdoors and not a couch. So.
Tony, thank you so much for everything you do for veterans and everything. It was cool. I originally contacted Ryan, and I'm like, you know, this is a great – great thing you do. Can you come on the radio? And he's like, oh, I'm in Iraq right now. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Okay. Well, I'm really glad he gave me your contact, and we'll have to get you in and sit down for a full show and talk about everything you guys do. Okay.
Anytime, you know, all of staff, we have 22 staffers across the state and we're growing pretty quick. We're all either veterans, one still active duty or law enforcement. So
cool. Well, thank you so much. We'll have you on again, and thanks for everything you do. Everyone check out Hometown Hero Outdoors and go to that fundraiser in July.
July 21st.
And thank you. Have a great Father's Day weekend.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Boy, Tony, thanks a lot,
Tony,
for all you
buddy.
Do.
Appreciate
tell
it.
You, yep. Have a great day.
There's so many guys like Tony, and we're
in
huge
outdoors.
In the vets with the vets. And Boomer fishes with all, you know, does all these vets with things, and It's amazing how many dedicated and committed people there are.
When I just realized Tony actually reached out to us last year for that very exact thing. I just looked up. I'm like, oh my, what a great idea just to get those guys out in the boat. You know? I mean, it's a no-brainer.
So many people that get back into the outdoors and the hunting and fishing world. But back to another fishing show. So let's talk about some highlights of some of your episodes that you guys have done.
They're mostly low lights, really.
Those are the fun ones.
Do we have? Yeah,
those are the good ones.
Give us a low light.
Give us
something
some
that really
controversy.
Controversy.
Something that really screwed up.
Help me out, Wagner.
Well, so this winter, right at Ice Out this year, we filmed a PSA, if you will, teaching people about the dangers of ice fishing without beer.
I love this.
Right. So
I remember that episode.
Yeah, we take this issue very seriously.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a microcosm of how episodes come together for us. So on a Friday, we have a film company contact us, say, hey, we'd love to do something with you guys. We're not exactly sure what, but we have a helicopter, a veteran
yes.
pilot, and we have a model.
Yes.
That's willing to put on a bikini in the wintertime.
And we basically, like, we're like, pinch me. Is this really happening?
Yeah. So
is that an interesting conversation with the wife?
Well, my wife has appeared in one of our other controversial videos.
She's hot, by the way. She has a nice figure.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. This is awkward. No, I know.
It was controversial with mine, but less so with his.
Yeah, my wife, she actually wanted to be in our second, what are we going to call them, bikini video?
Yes. Okay. Don't censor us on YouTube.
Is that a section on YouTube now for you guys?
Well, it's
bikini
videos? We're going to make a playlist, I think, if we do enough of these on YouTube. We'll just have a bikini fishing playlist.
So you have a helicopter, a model, bikini, ice right. fishing, what
and,
takes
place. And it's Friday. So they're like, can you come up with a script, and we're going to film on Monday, right? So here's two guys that we film a fishing show, so we understand the basics of getting together and filming. But
yes.
We know nothing about putting a story together and writing a script and coming up with a concept. So we end up punching up this idea of, all right, well, let's pretend we went fishing. And it was right at the end of Ice Out, which is kind of a fun, I mean, right before the ice goes out. So the weather is nice and you still got thick ice. And what could possibly go wrong, right? You're sitting
Nothing.
Out on the ice, everything's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
So we realize that we're out of beer.
Yeah, that's the concept, that two buddies are out ice fishing and they're super excited because it's warm, you know, and it's beautiful. And then we realize that we don't have any beer, and it's
been
like
there.
It's like, oh, you know,
I think we've
and
all been there.
And then we all it's like
it's a dark moment.
It's like it's what's that movie or that book, Lord of the Flies or something, where
yeah,
we just start
so.
We almost, you know, kill each other,
right?
Because we're so mad at the situation. But out of nowhere, all of a sudden, here comes this. Oh, well, first off, you got to set this up. We Pete puts a message in a bottle that says, need help quick, no beer, something like that.
Right.
Puts it in a bottle, drops it in an ice hole.
It makes perfect
okay.
sense,
makes
right?
Perfect sense, right?
Yeah. You need help.
And he did this sober, by the way.
And then IPSOS in the snow.
Yeah.
Right? So we start fighting and beat each other up, and we're exhausted. We're laying down on the ice, and then all of a sudden we hear a noise. And here's a helicopter coming out of the distance.
A real helicopter.
A real full-scale
helicopter. It's a
real helicopter. Yeah. And it drops down, And lo and behold, this helicopter has got beer.
Five cases of beer.
Five cases of beer. Not just one case, five cases of beer.
So, quite a variety I saw,
right.
too.
Right. Did you like, I was trying to like, I picked all that stuff up like, you know, I don't know, just an hour or so before the shoot. And I'm like, this needs to be like working man beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, so then we're so excited. We got beer. The helicopter pilot is giving us beer.
And keep in mind, they're literally putting up the thin ice signs on Minnetonka at this point. It was that weird warm week we had before it got cold again. So we're like, should we be landing a helicopter out here? We set up some cones. We're just like, this is good. But we don't know what we're doing, really.
Right. And so
this
then,
is
kudos
fun.
For having cones, by the way.
Yes.
Well, thank you to North Star Aerial for having cones.
We
didn't have any cones.
What happens is, so we get the helicopter pilot gives us beer. And then I notice in the distance, I go, what? And then I see a figure in the distance. And here's this woman in a bikini. Hams. She's got hams in her right hand, a case of hams in her right hand. And she's coming from the distance. And then it's just the day is even better than we thought it could be. And then the camera pulls out to a wide aerial shot. And we're excited. We're jumping up and down. You realize that the whole thing is merely a mirage. It's a hallucination.
Oh, that's funny.
And we actually die out on the ice.
That scene is funny.
That, my friends, is how you write a script in 2 days.
Hey, Brian Clawitter.
Yes, we forgot the doves. I knew we forgot something.
Brian Clawitter would love you. He's a hams guy. I don't feel what BK is down to Everett.
Yeah, but I do
Mike
wanna,
the Catfish King. Yeah,
I do want to say, because none of that whole video would not have been possible without North Star Aerial. Adam Geis, who is a good friend of mine, owns that company, and that's kind of how the whole thing came to. Not it's how the whole thing came together.
Now, in all fairness to the women, you've got to even the tables right now. So next time you do a similar video like that,
right.
Strewman can wear a thong.
You know,
all right.
Strewman,
I'll have some Chardonnay for the girls or something like that.
Funny you should say that, because we were pondering the idea if a guy showing up in a thong might be even funnier than a woman showing up in a bikini.
There you go.
Because we wouldn't have cared, as long as you have a case of beer. Yeah, as long as you have a case of beer.
A couple brandies, and he'll be out
he'll
there
do whatever.
In a heartbeat. It doesn't matter the
Can we get a commitment from you right
now? I would
now?
Do that sober. Don't even
He's
give me cocktails.
Done
I've already done
okay.
it.
He's already done it.
I'll tell you the thong story when we're off the air.
So with that being said, let's switch to another episode that I really liked. It was, you guys were in Wisconsin on a barge, and I just remember the captain's voice like this, and he made a homemade little jig with purple or something like that.
It looked terrible. It's like an ounce jig. It looks like nothing should eat it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But whatever. I guess it works there.
But I mean, I saw those 12-inch saugers coming in.
Yeah. Well, that day was not about. That's a perfect example that the day turned into more of us hanging out with the people on a float.
And that was
that's
cool.
What's fun about
fishing.
It.
Fishing. And I don't know if you guys have ever done the float before.
No,
never.
No,
but,
I want to.
It's
now.
Like a license just to get. Like, they pick you up on the Minnesota side, take you across the river. Big screen TV. They're cooking hot dogs and hamburgers. You can bring your own beer. It's $20 for the day or something.
Yeah, best damn
best
fishing
damn float.
He was great. Captain Tom.
Who's a huge Packer character. Fan. I don't want to upset any Wisconsin people here. But so we had this kind of funny battle going of Viking and Packers. But the people we met, that was a perfect example.
Well,
of
I'll tell
episode.
You what, you're talking about the people, because as interesting as Captain Tom, I think his name was, the guy who owns that bait store was an absolute riot.
He was absolute riot.
Oh,
yeah. That was a good
one. That's what I said. It's like that fishing to me, like, that's always been a part of this whole fishing game to me, is running into people like that. That's
well, one
of
you guys said,
experience.
Hey, will we get snagged? He goes, yeah, I got about 14 old mattress box springs in the bottom of the water
there. I
love
that idea. Selling jigs.
It's hard
Pete
to wrap
was on
these
a mission
up.
For a big fish. I remember that, because you caught that little sauger and you're like, I want another one.
Yeah,
I'm,
here
I'm
I go,
going
here
for
I go.
Godzilla.
And
but,
with most of our episodes, it doesn't end with
I'll tell you, we got to thank these guys. We got Pete Wagner and Greg Underdahl from Another Fishing Show. That is the name of the show. Another Fishing Show on YouTube. Find these guys. They're a riot. You learn a lot. You laugh a lot. We're having a lot of fun on the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks, everybody. Boomer's got something to say.
Hey, the Blackfish Classic. It's going to be $10,000 to the winner on Monday, July 3rd. And get